You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A new panel will look at ways to reform Wisconsin's criminal justice system and make recommendations to Governor-elect Tony Evers. The Public Safety and Criminal Justice Reform Policy Advisory Council includes former state Supreme Court justices, former corrections secretaries, along with judges and members of nonprofit groups. During his run for governor, Evers called for reducing the state's prison population from 23,000 inmates to 11,000. Here he is during a Democratic primary debate in July.
This isn't about being soft on crime. I know that's what Attorney General Schimmel is trying to make this about. It's being smart on crime and diversions, making sure that people that haven't committed violent crimes are put into diversion programs, making sure that people that are arrested for drug issues get into drug court. We have to stop incarcerating people for nonviolent crimes. That's the bottom line.
Evers announced the panel's formation yesterday. He said he hoped it would bring people together from all sides of the criminal justice system. Cecilia Klingel is Associate Professor of Law at UW-Madison and a faculty associate at the UW Law School's Frank J. Remington Center. She's an expert on criminal law, criminal justice administration, sentencing and correctional policy, and community supervision. Cecilia, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, looking at this Prison Reform Council, the names on it, the goals as stated so far, what's your reaction?
I think it's really exciting to see such depth of experience from our state being called upon to give advice to the new governor about how best to move forward with criminal justice reform in Wisconsin.
Before we get into what this kind of reform would look like, is it important to make sure kind of at the outset that all kinds of stakeholders are involved so that somebody isn't out there at the end of the process saying, hey, wait, why didn't you ask me about this?
I think it's certainly important to hear from lots of voices and get different people's and stakeholders' perspectives on every aspect of the criminal justice system. Some will come through the advisory council. Some will come, I'm sure, in listening sessions or other outreach to the community to hear people's perspectives from across the state.
Now, one big concern that's come up a lot in Wisconsin recently, including during the race for governor, was just the sheer number of people incarcerated in Wisconsin. We've talked about this before. Can you remind us the trends we've seen over the last few decades?
Sure. Across the country, we've seen increases, dramatic increases in the United States imprisonment rate from the mid-1970s through the early years of the new millennium. And although prison growth has slowed its pace in Wisconsin, we've seen our numbers start to go up again. And we did just this past summer hit a new record high of number of prisoners.
And talk about the factors that have driven those increases.
Lots of different factors, though primarily it appears to be scale. Our sense of the amount of punishment that is due for criminal behavior has increased over time. And so we've imposed longer sentences on larger numbers of people, and our terms of community supervision have also gotten longer.
And do those longer sentences and longer terms of supervision outside of prison make us safer?
Well, it appears from almost every study that's been conducted that although there is a tiny little connection between imprisonment rates and crime rates, for the most part, they are independent of one another. And in fact, a number of states in recent years have decreased their prison populations fairly dramatically and have seen a corresponding decrease, not increase, in their crime rates.
As we look at what this advisory council might be looking at, is there some, I guess, low-hanging fruit, lessons we've learned from other states, easy changes we can make that keep people out of prison?
I think there are lots of changes, and everyone has their favorites, me included. But I think that there are some areas where there is widespread public agreement. In our state, a number of people seem to be coming together around the idea, for example, that 17-year-olds should be treated as children rather than adults in our criminal justice system. The idea that perhaps for some less serious offenses, expungement should be an option, particularly for first-time offenders. And a number of other changes that could be made in the way that we punish people and supervise them in the community that would make a difference in our prison rates and the number of people on supervision as well.
Are we seeing bipartisan support for those kind of approaches?
I think that there is a general broad consensus that we need changes in our criminal justice system broadly. What that looks like in the specifics is where people sometimes disagree. That said, in conversations with stakeholders across our state, I hear a lot of the same themes repeated by people of all sorts of different political persuasions.
Most of the possible changes out there aren't something that a Democratic governor could do alone in Wisconsin. And given what we've got, he would need Republican support in the legislature. Given the language in political races over crime and safety, we saw it in this race with accusations that Tony Evers would release violent criminals if he were put into office. Everybody's looking over their shoulder at the next attack ad, maybe. Is this something we can have serious discussions in a legislative setting about?
I would certainly hope so. It is true that crime has often been a polarizing issue, and we know that when people feel afraid, they are more likely to be reactive and more likely to be punitive. And so to the degree that people's emotions can be stoked and their fears can be stoked, we may not see a lot of change. At the same time, I do believe that our state has a lot of thoughtful adults who are willing to engage in difficult conversations, and I am optimistic and hopeful that we will see some very thoughtful bipartisan reform in the near future.
Talking to Cecilia Klingel, Associate Professor of Law at UW-Madison, Faculty Associate at the UW Law School's Frank J. Remington Center. We're talking about crime, punishment, and incarceration in Wisconsin. Governor-elect Tony Evers appointing a panel to look at reforms in public safety and criminal justice. Cecilia, we've heard the phrase school-to-prison pipeline a lot in recent years, the idea that at an early age, kids growing up in certain situations, low-income, more dangerous neighborhoods, people of color, end up set on a path that leads them into the criminal justice system and a path that's set at an early age. Are there interventions that Wisconsin could be looking at those earlier ages that could help take people off of that path?
There certainly are lots of things that we know reduce the likelihood that people will be involved in crime. And most of those have to do with their access to general social service infrastructures and to employment. So increasing job opportunities for people, particularly in areas of the state and low-income neighborhoods in particular, where there are currently are not as many employment opportunities. That gives children a more firm foundation. Increasing stability with respect to housing, access to medical care, quality early childhood programming. We know that all of these things create families that are stable, that are contributing to their communities in ways that allow the children that come from those families often to be more engaged in education.
Governor Walker signed a bill into law that would close the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake juvenile prisons by early, I think, 2021. And the idea is we're going to have more smaller, more local facilities for juveniles. What is your read on what they're doing there?
I think that the idea that we would want to improve the quality of juvenile justice and corrections is a good one, a right one supported by most people in the state. And I am hopeful that we will be able to take this opportunity to think through what we want our juvenile justice system to look like. The challenge, of course, is timing and money. The timeline for this is very short, and that means that decisions have to be made quickly, perhaps not with as much input from as many stakeholders as we might wish.
Is this something where we can look to other states who have already been through this process, since we're trying to do it quickly, and borrow ideas that have proven successful elsewhere in the country?
My understanding is that that is already being done, that the study committees have looked at other models that exist and are trying to draw on expertise from other states. Obviously, though, we are unique in our own ways and need to personalize any legislation and new buildings to the particular needs of the children of the state of Wisconsin.
Earlier, you mentioned extended supervision. So after somebody's released from prison, they have to follow rules that most of the citizens don't have to. And people have pointed that as a big reason why people end up back in prison. As Governor-elect Evers looks at our incarceration system, is there room for improvement in that post-prison supervision?
I think that there's room for improvement always in any system anywhere, right? And certainly people within the DOC and outside of it have been engaged in conversations and thoughtful efforts at reform already when it comes to the number and kind of conditions that are being imposed and the way those are being enforced. That said, I do think that there are lots of opportunities to improve the resources that we give to the Department of Corrections to assist people who are coming out of prison and making a successful transition back to the community, and hopefully to decrease the need for punitive sanctions for rule violations.
Now, we're talking all at the state level here. I'm seeing in the news today that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying, hey, yeah, we can go ahead with some discussion, possibly a vote on criminal justice reform at the federal level. Are there issues you're watching at the federal level?
So anyone who's been sort of a close follower of federal sentencing reform knows that there have been a number of bills almost passed in the last 4 or 5 years on federal sentencing reform. I think, as is true in our state, at the federal level, there are many opportunities for improving the way that we sentence and punish people. Whether any of those bills will pass, I think, is a very much an open question.
Wrapping up back at the state level, are you optimistic that in the next year or two, we're going to see significant changes in our incarceration system in the state?
I am hopeful that there will be change and that the legislators will work together to build on the momentum that I'm hearing at the legislature and in speaking with people in the field. There's certainly a desire for change, and I hope that we actually see that translate into action.
Cecilia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Cecilia Klingel is an associate professor of law at UW-Madison and a faculty associate at the UW Law School's Frank J. Remington Center. We talked to her about Governor-elect Tony Evers' new panel on prison reform and the issues facing the state's corrections system.